morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and open up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. We have a number of bills. All but one are set for work session. Due to what the workload we have, what we're going to be doing is just moving through the work session bills. We'll do those first, and then we'll come back to the other one. And we have paperwork for everything, from my understanding, with the exception of one. If necessary, we will either recess and wait for that, or if the committee wants to do a suspension of the rules, we'll consider doing that. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 30. And let's see, Mike, I think that's yours.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 30 adds luring a minor, 167057, coercion involving a sex crime, 163275, and conspiracy involving a sex crime, ORS 161450, to the list of crimes defined as sex crimes for purposes of this section, which would mean that they would make them registrable. There is a dash one amendment to this. The dash one amendment gives a judge discretion to designate the crime of luring a minor as a sex crime. So essentially, it'd be up to the judge whether or not the person would have to register.
All right. So we do need the dash ones adopted, or are they already adopted?
We need the dash ones adopted.
All right. Chair, we'll take we'll move the dash ones into Senate Bill 30. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 30, amended by the dash ones, as amended, to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 30, as amended by the dash ones, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And do we have a volunteer on 30? Senator Cruz will be the carrier on Senate Bill 30. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 30. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 70. The reason for opening up the work session is to move this bill to public safety. This is one that's going to be included with whatever work we accomplish out of the Public Safety Commission. So the chair will take a motion to move Senate Bill 70 to the Public Safety Commission, or excuse me, Public Safety Committee.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 70 to the Joint Committee on Public Safety. Do we want a recommendation?
So Senator Close is moving Senate Bill 70 to the Joint Committee on Public Safety with a request from the President's office for it to be forwarded to the Joint Committee on Public Safety for further work. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. We'll close the work session on 70, open up a work session on Senate Bill 90, and that's Anna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 90 was the bill brought by the Certified Shorthand Reporters, Oregon Court Reporters Association. It has a dash one and a dash three amendment. We have the dash one amendment in front of us today. It has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. The dash one amendment, I believe that's what we had our public hearing on March 7th, that defines certified shorthand reporter as a person who's been certified in stenographic reporting or voice writing, provides definition for voice writing reporting, changes certified shorthand reporters advisory committee so that four of the seven members are stenographic or voice writer reporters with 5 years of experience, and deletes the speed requirements. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Chair moves the dash one into Senate Bill 90. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 90 as amended by the dash ones to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 90 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And Senator Roblin, would you be our carrier on this one?
Yep.
And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 90, open up a work session on Senate Bill 347.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we will be looking at the dash 9 amendments to the bill. Allow school districts to adopt a policy that excludes firearms, not require them to adopt a policy that allows firearms. In other words, it's an opt-in rather than an opt-out. Allow school the ability to have a written policy for the storage of firearms, allows possession of firearm for class training and demonstration. Finally, allows a parent of a student with a concealed firearm permit to accompany the student to and from school with the firearm, so long as the parent does not enter a school building. Mr. Chairman, as a committee, the last part is the part that different, that is in addition to the Dash 9, the difference from the Dash 8 that you've seen before, provides that a person with a firearm and a concealed firearm permit who refuses to leave a school after being asked to do so, or who goes on school grounds that are posted, no firearms, commits trespass in the first degree, a Class A misdemeanor. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 8 treated that as a C felony. And as you know, that if you do not have a concealed handgun permit under current law, if you're in a public building or school grounds, it is a C felony.
All right. Chair moves the Dash 9 into Senate Bill 347. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And
Mr. I'll make the motion. Mr. Chair, I move the Dash, I move Senate Bill 347 as amended with the Dash 9s to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 347 as amended by the Dash 9s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussions?
I will be opposed, Mr. Chair.
All right. Understand. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I will also be a no on the bill.
All right. So any other discussion? No other discussion. I have two individual members, Senator Close and Senator Cruz, in opposition. Anyone else? Motion carries. Verdict will be the carrier on Senate Bill 347 with the Dash 9s. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 347. And 421 is the one we're waiting on the fiscal, so we'll pass that for now. And we'll move to 426 and open up a work session on that. Mike?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 426, the Dash 1 amendment, removes the version of 426 that would have extended the time period for commitment to 2 years. So essentially goes back to the way it was. Senate Bill 426, then what it leaves is conforming amendments to change the words mentally ill person to a person with a mental illness and makes all those conforming amendments.
All right. Chair will move the Dash 1s in the Senate Bill 426. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 426 as amended by the Dash 1 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Close moves Senate Bill 426 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Chair just wants to put on the record, we do have the companion bill 421. 426 kind of does some cleanup in some areas. What we're really waiting for the significant change will be 421. Chair does intend to move that, and if we don't move it this morning, we'll definitely be coming back for that one. So with that, any other discussion on 426? Any objection to the motion? So ordered. And Chair will carry 426. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 426. And we're going to drop down to Senate Bill 610 because there is a possibility some additional paperwork on 492 may arrive before we conclude our work. So we'll go to 610. Anna?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 610 was the Americans with Disability Act bill we heard on March 28th. This conforms state law with the federal ADA. We had in front of us at the public hearing the Dash 3 amendments, and it has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. The Chair moves the Dash 3s into Senate Bill 610. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 610 as amended by the Dash 3s to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 610 as amended by the Dash 3s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Cruz, would you like to be the carrier?
Thank you.
I was going to say I'd be happy to carry it as well, but it's fine.
Senator Cruz has done a lot of work on this, so I'm going to give him the opportunity to do that. But thank you
for your work in it and for including transportation in there.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and close the work session on 610, and we'll open up the work session on 673. And, Mike, I think that's yours.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 673 creates the crime of patronizing a trafficked child. We're looking at the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendment would make conviction of patronizing a minor carry a mandatory penalty of 30 days for the first conviction and give judge the discretion to make the offender a sex offender. The second conviction is requires a 90-day jail sentence and requires that the offender register as a sex offender. The third conviction is a Class C felony with a crime series score of 8, which will be accompanied by a presumptive prison sentence. Also gives DPSST the ability to require advanced training in the sex trafficking.
All right, thank you. The chair moves the dash ones in Senate Bill 673. Any discussion? All right, so here's the discussion we're going to have. 673-1 is going to basically, we expect to move out of committee, go to the floor. Senator Close and I will be working with the chair on the House side to have the dash ones amended to make the second offense a felony. Currently under the dash ones, the second offense would be stay as a current of law with enhanced penalties and misdemeanor. We have agreed that it needs to be a second offense on this type of a conduct to be a felony, and that's our intention. So I want to put that on the record for everyone. We'll put that on the record on the floor. Any other discussion? Any objections? So ordered. All right, and so on this one, Senator Close and I will be joint carriers with Senator Close opening, and the chair will be closing.
That was just the amendment.
We're already telegraphing. All righty, so Senator Close.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 673 as amended by the dash one to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Close moves this Senate Bill 673 with the dash ones to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And we know who the carriers are.
Yes, we do.
And we know what the statement will be on the floor. And that will be, we'll close 673, open up 694. Mike?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 694, we're looking at the Dash 4 Amendment. The Dash 4 Amendment does a couple things. One, it creates the offense of operating an imposter police vehicle, which essentially would put the onus on the owner of a police vehicle to repaint it. If they don't repaint it, they could get subject to a Class A traffic ticket. And then also it requires that the signal or the spotlight be removed by the police agency along with all other bars and lights before they sell the vehicle. So the police agency removes all the parts, but the owner has to repaint the vehicle, otherwise be subject to the traffic ticket.
All right, and there's been a lot of work on that bill in the sense of getting all the amendments and all that. We believe we got everything covered. If there seems to be another need for an exception as we've built into the dash fours, what we'll do is we'll work on that on the House side. So the chair will move the dash fours into Senate Bill 694. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
And Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 694 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Close moves Senate Bill 694 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And the chair will carry 694 regarding, and we'll close the work session on 694. I'm going to open a work session on 696 for the purpose of making the statement that we're not moving forward with 696. That bill will not be going forward. With that, we close the work session on 696, and we'll open up a work session on 699.
The chair, members of the committee, we have already adopted the Dash 6 amendments. It allows the police to carry a firearm in a public building, including the Capitol, whether on duty or not. Allows retired police to carry a firearm in the Capitol in a public building, including the state capitol, if otherwise eligible to carry a firearm. That's retired. Allows a person with a concealed firearm permit to carry a firearm in a public building if the weapon is concealed. No open carry of firearms, Mr. Chairman of the committee.
All right, thank you. The chair will move the dash 6 into 699. We'll go ahead and take a motion on 699 as amended by the dash 6. Senator Dingfelder.
So I will move Senate Bill 699 as amended. It's already been amended with the dash 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 699 as amended by the dash 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussions? Objections?
I will be a no.
All right. Okay.
So any other objections or we'll go ahead. A motion carries. Chair will carry 699. close the work session on 699, open up a work session on Senate Bill 700.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 700. It's already been amended with the dash 17 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 700 as it was amended by the dash 17s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussions? Objections?
Yes.
All right. Senator Close, Senator Cruz objecting. Motion carries. Senator Burdick will be the carrier on Senate Bill 700. We'll close the work session on 700. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 796. Bill?
Chair, members of the committee, you have the dash 8 amendments in front of you, and what this does, it eliminates the live fire requirement, and it requires that the instructor actually be present in the classroom.
All right.
So, Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the dash 8s into Senate Bill 796.
Senator Dingfelder moves the adoption of the dash 8 amendments into 796. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 796 as amended with the dash 8s to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
All right, Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 796 as amended by the dash 8s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussions?
Mr. Chair, I will be a no on the bill.
All right. Any other discussion?
I will be a no as well.
All right. We have two no's, Senator Cruz, Senator Close. Any others? Motion carries. On this one, the chair will be listed as a carrier on 796. Close the work session on 796. Open up a work session on 713.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 713 permits firearms training facilities in exclusive farm use zones. You have the dash 1 amendments in front of you, which further define what where they can be placed in farm zones.
All right. Chair will take a motion on the dash 1s. I should say the chair will move the dash 1s on Senate Bill 713. Be consistent.
Okay.
Any discussion? Any objection? So order.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 713 as amended by the dash 1 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 713 with the dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
I think I'm going to vote no on this bill. Okay. And may change my mind later, but I need to do some more research.
All right. Surprise, surprise. Any other discussion? Any objections to the motion besides Senator Dingfelder? Motion carries. Chair will carry 713.
I get to vote no on something every now and then.
it's a good exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll close the work session on 713. Open a work session on Senate Bill 851.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 851 has the dash 1 amendment that was in front of us on Monday. That seems a long time ago, but it really wasn't. it has no revenue impact, and a fiscal statement impact statement has been issued. There is a script. They are asking for this to be referred to Ways and Means.
All right, so we do need to adopt the dash 1s, correct?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I'll move. All right. The dash 1s into Senate Bill 851.
Senator Dingfelder moves the dash 1 amendment into Senate Bill 851. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 851 as amended with the dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a prior referral to Ways and Means.
We just need to add the referral to Ways and Means.
Okay, and a request from the Senate President's office for a referral to Ways and Means.
There you go.
All this help. We were really going to do it. We had a script and everything.
I was on a roll.
Senator Dingfelder's on the roll. So.
When she gets going, did you have your jam this morning?
No, that's why I'm cranky.
She's got her glasses, though.
Yeah,
all right. Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 851 as amended by the dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means through the President's office. How's that?
That works.
All righty.
That works.
Okay. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And that is on its way to Ways and Means. All right, so what that leaves us with for my take is going back up the agenda, 492. Mm-hmm. We have 421, and I think that's it.
And the public hearing.
And the public hearing, and the 794 are the three that we have now. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and do the public hearing because we are waiting for paperwork, and then we can discuss the other two that we're waiting on for the paperwork. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 794. And Anna, I think that's yours.
Jeff should have went
to. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 794 has a dash two amendment that replaces the bill that allows reciprocity from other states for engaging in medical use of marijuana if possessed less than 1 ounce of marijuana, eliminates requirement to list grower on the marijuana grow site registration system if the patient does not use a grower or produces marijuana themselves. It has minimal revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you very much. And let's go ahead and call up Anthony Taylor and Jeff Sugarman, please. Anthony, why don't you go ahead and get started, and we'll see if Mr. Sugarman's around.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Anthony Taylor. I'm Director of Compassionate Oregon, and thank you for the opportunity to testify today in favor of Senate Bill 794. I would like to testify more specifically to the reciprocity part of the Dash 2 amendments. And I would like to say, Mr. Chairman, that four states currently allow non-resident medical marijuana patients to use or possess medical marijuana when in their states. These states are Arizona, Maine, Michigan, and Rhode Island, and are listed for your review along with their relevant statute in my submitted testimony. The state statutes shown in the chart are similar yet simple. Non-resident patients who meet the conditions of the medical marijuana laws of their own state may use or possess medical marijuana in another state that has adopted its own medical marijuana laws. As noted at the bottom of the chart provided, Oregon does not have a reciprocity law per se, but we do allow non-residents to obtain a registry identification card through the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. This, of course, requires any non-resident patient to go through the same process in obtaining the necessary authorization and subsequent card that any Oregon patient would be required to go through. This process may take up to 60 days or more, making it impractical for any patient simply passing through, visiting friends and family, or just spending time enjoying our great state. With this in mind, it seems like a simple step to allow patients visiting Oregon the courtesy this bill would offer. We are bordered by three states that allow medical marijuana, not the least of which is Washington, and we are not asking for the state to allow Washington or Colorado residents to come into Oregon with recreational marijuana, but we are asking you to make an allowance for their medical marijuana patients. So we urge the committee to adopt the Dash 2 amendments and the past Senate Bill 794. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Jeff?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Sugarman. I'm testifying today on behalf of Oregonians for Medical Rights, and I wanted to address the section of the bill that deals with grow site registries. During our discussions with the Attorney General's Office and the OMMP program through the Health Authority on House Bill 3460, we were made aware of a situation where today all patients who get a card are required to register a grow site or identify someone who grows it for them. What we heard in testimony last week in the House Healthcare Committee was that there are many patients who do not have a grower and who do not grow for themselves, yet they are still required by law to register an address as a grow site. What this amendment would do is simply allow the Health Authority and the OMMP program to require that site be registered should that patient use one. But if they don't have a grow site and they don't have a grower, they would just simply check a box that says they're not growing. And that's the intent of the amendment. It will do two things. One is it will reduce the number of registered grow sites, because there are thousands of patients who register a site but don't actually grow. And secondly, it will give us a tool to determine exactly how many people, how many patients are not growing and are using the services of one of the dispensaries that's operating in the state today. And we urge you to adopt the amendment and with a due pass recommendation. Thank you.
All right. So we're talking about the dash twos. And let's see if there's any questions first. Senator Roblin.
Thank you, Chair. My question is about the other states that have medical marijuana cards. Are the cards distinctive enough? Do we know, and would our law enforcement officers know what to expect? Effectively, the other states were asking to have reciprocity.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator Roblin, my understanding is that most states do have cards in cards, except for California, and I think they just have to carry the authorizing paperwork from the physician.
Now, my understanding, from my understanding, the research that has been given to me, that every state has some means of requiring some type of identification, whether it be a specific card. And my understanding that they actually have, designated that they're part of their medical marijuana program, or as what I'd heard too, and I'm not sure if it has changed, but California did at one point require just the paperwork from the doctor, but it actually expressly states that, so it'd be just basically like if you were carrying SR-22 forms, you'd have to show that to the officer at that time, or then if not, then you could be cited. And then you could have an affirmative defense based on going into court. So let me just say, when this was brought to the chair's attention, the chair said that basically that I was not comfortable with it just being open-ended as it was going to, it had been proposed that this would be requiring the individual not to have more than an ounce. That is a violation in our state in the sense of a non-criminal. I can see, and it does make some sense, that if a person is traveling into the state that they be able to have their medicine so long as it's within a reasonable amount, and since it's only a violation, I felt that less than an ounce would be appropriate as compared to someone having multiple ounces and could be doing other things than just having medicine. So other discussions or questions? All right. Thank you very much. Was there anyone else who wanted to give testimony on 794? Not seeing anyone, will close the work, the public hearing on 794. And I believe we have the paperwork, Anna.
Yes, we do.
So we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 794, and the chair will move the dash 2 into 794. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Chair will take a motion from Senator Dingfelder on 794.
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 794 as amended with the dash 4s.
Twos.
Sorry. Too many dashes this morning. to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves Senate Bill 794 as amended by the dash 2s to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections?
I object.
Senator Close is objecting. Motion carries. We'll close the work session on 794. Senator Dingfelder, do you want to carry this one?
Or sure.
Senator,
Or
Senator Roblin?
No. Yeah. I'm happy carrying it.
Dingfelder will be the carrier. We'll close the work session on 794.
I was going to say, since I probably have the largest concentration of medical marijuana clinics in the state in my district, that's probably not a bad thing.
All right. So let's talk about what we have left. We have 421. We have the dash 4s, but we do need the fiscal on it. And then on 492, we have the dash 5s, which has all the paperwork and it's ready to go. And then there were a request for the DAX 6 that we don't have the paperwork. So I think what I'm going to do is open up a work session so we can talk about it, and we'll decide on what we're going to do on 492. Open up a work session. Let's go ahead and Anna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee. Senate Bill 492 was the Brady Bill we heard a long time ago, and then we heard it again. We heard it March 18th, and then we heard it again on April 11th, and discuss the concept of when a district attorney needs to disclose exculpatory evidence to the defense. We talked specifically about language at the hearing on April 11th, and we have dash 5 amendment, which pretty much takes that language, but culls it down like Senator Cruz suggested, got rid of some extra language. So the difference between the dash 5 and the dash 6 that just came on your desk is one sentence. But the important part of the dash 5, if you don't mind if I read it.
Do not.
Any material or information that tends to exculpate the defendant, negate or mitigate the defendant's guilt or punishment, or impeach a witness, the state and the dash 5 says the state intends to call at trial, and the dash 6 takes that call at trial out. That's the difference between the dash 5 and the dash 6. So we just received the dash 6. We do have everything on the dash 5.
All right. Question, and then the plea bargaining is in the dash 5, correct? They cannot plea bargain,
and that's in the dash 6.
Okay.
All right. So the change here, and the reality is, the proponent on this bill had given staff the okay on the dash 5s. So the dash 5s were processed and worked. The dash 6 then was a request that came in afterwards. We're waiting for paperwork on that one. I'm ready to move the dash 5s, and then we could have the dash 6 work on the other side. I think this is something for the committee. If you want to recess and come back later, we could do that, or I'll just leave it open.
Mr. Chair, we have heard from staff that the fiscal should be done at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So then the preference.
Why don't we?
You want the 6.
I'm looking for the dash 6s.
We don't.
They just arrived on our desk where we were at our
All right,
hearing.
So I'm not going to rush this in the sense of I want everyone to know what the differences are and everyone like that. So
could we come back at 10 if they're ready?
Well, they say they're going to be back by 10. I'm going to say, why don't we come back at 9:45?
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank
you. That would be
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Senator, I'll be fine.
Cruz, how about if we just recess to 9:45? That would give you, everyone, an opportunity to see. I'll give the proponent an opportunity to pitch her stuff, and then we'll come back and we're going to take care of it. My goal is if we can take care of all of our work this morning, we will not tie you up this afternoon, knowing there's a lot of other things going on.
Another question, separate bill 421, are we expecting the paperwork? Because if we need to suspend the rules, I have no problem doing that.
Okay. We are expecting the paperwork to be in by 10.
So what we're going to do is we're going to come back to 9:45. So we have the paperwork. Great. If not, then we'll take that motion.
Okay.
All right. With that, we're going to recess until 9:45. Thank you for those who are here, and we will recess. Good morning again, everyone. We'll come out of recess with the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Thank you for standing by. We are waiting for paperwork to come in on two bills. It appears at this point we do not have the paperwork that we need. What we're going to go ahead and do is open up a work session on 421. And Mike, why don't you bring us up to speed on that?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 421, we're working with the Dash 4. The Dash 4 would create an extremely dangerous standard for civil commitment, where people who are found to be extremely dangerous will be placed under the jurisdiction of PSRB, where they will have an initial hearing within 6 months, and every year, 2 years thereafter, unless the agency holding the person petitions the court for a hearing sooner because they feel that the person no longer meets the criteria for their designation. The DA, where any unresolved criminal charges, shall be notified in advance of any such hearing, and the DA may request an evaluation to determine if the person is fit to proceed with criminal proceedings in advance of the hearing to determine if the person still meets the extremely dangerous criteria.
All right. Thank you. So it looks like we do need to adopt the fours at this point.
Yep.
And we need to suspend the rules at this point as well. So Chair will take a motion regarding suspending the rules.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 421 without the fiscal or revenue impact statements.
Thank you. Senator Close moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 421 without the fiscal and a revenue.
We do have a no revenue impact
statement. All right,
statement.
So just without the fiscal impact statement. There's no discussion allowed on this motion. Is there any objection? Not seeing or hearing any, so ordered. And we're now going to go ahead and take a motion on the dash ones.
Dash fours.
Dash fours, excuse me.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash four amendment into Senate Bill 421.
All right, Senator Close moves the dash four amendments into Senate Bill 421. Discussion?
Mr. Chair. Yeah, so thank you for holding this over. I know it was paperwork, but it also gave me a little more time. I'm still not completely comfortable. The main concern that I have is changing the time frame for youth, having a longer period for evaluation. And so I'm going to be a no vote on this, and we'll be doing my research. You know, may be a different vote on the floor, but just want to let you know.
All right, let me go ahead and put on the record. Regarding the way this has been worked out through the work group, individuals that meet this criteria that would be designated as such would actually have a baseline taken in 6 months, which is standard. At that point, if they meet the criteria to be in this special classification of extreme danger, I believe is what the phrase that we're using.
Extreme risk, I think, isn't it? Extremely dangerous.
Dangerous. So basically, they would then be on a track for a review in 2 years. But the doctors, if they feel that the individual has reached a point where they are no longer meet that criteria of the definition, will in fact be required to actually bring that forward for a review by PSRB. And we went through as to what the checks and balances are, but the bottom line is there's an exit ramp. No one is going to be required to stay the 2 years if, in fact, the medical professionals believe that the individual is no longer meeting the criteria that put them on there. So that's on the record.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Any other discussion?
I would just say that, you know, we just heard a number of gun bills this morning, and I think this would be a way to pick up some of the mental health problems that are in our communities. So I am supporting it.
Thank you, Senator Close, and I agree with that. As everyone knows, this the bill is predicated on a situation that came out of Lane County and was brought to our attention, and I do agree that it does seem in this issue and area for gun safety, we do need to take other steps that are reasonable, constitutional, to actually maintain as much safety and integrity within our communities. And I believe that this is a fair and appropriate way of dealing with it, and that we will in fact ensure that everyone will have the best opportunity to receive the treatment that they might need, and also not be a danger to themselves or others, and having tragedies that we've seen across this country. Any other discussion or comments? Any objection? So ordered.
Ms. Chair, record that Senator Dingfelder was at least temporarily objecting.
That's just on the
This amendment, okay. Excuse me, I was out of line.
No, that's quite all right. We're checking out for each other.
That's right.
All right. And at this point, the chair will entertain a motion with the Dash 4s being adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 421 as amended by the Dash 4s amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 421 as amended by the Dash 4s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any additional discussions?
Mr. Chair, I want to thank you for your work on this issue.
Thank you. Any other comments or discussion? Any objections to the motion at this point?
No. Like I said, I wanted to just put on the record as far as for the information in the Dash 4s.
Okay.
Thank you.
So no objections. So ordered. Chair will carry 421 on the floor. We'll close the work session on 421. And we're going to go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 492.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This one does have the revenue statements, but does not have the fiscal statement yet. It does have the fiscal statement on the Dash 5 amendment. As we said earlier, it was pretty much identical. No revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on the Dash 5. So.
But the Dash 6, that's what I believe we're going to be
Dash
looking.
Dash 6.
And so my understanding is what we're missing at this point is just the fiscal?
Just the fiscal.
Okay. The chair will take a motion regarding suspension of the rules.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 492 without the fiscal impact statement.
Thank you. Senator Close moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 492 without the fiscal impact statement. Again, this no discussion is allowed on this motion. Is there any objection? Not seeing or hearing any. So ordered. And now at this point, I believe what we need to do is to have a motion on the Dash 6.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendment into Senate Bill 492.
All right. Senator Close moves the Dash 6 amendment into Senate Bill 492. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
And Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 492 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Close moves Senate Bill 492 as amended by the Dash 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to thank you also for your work on this and staff, because we've had several iterations, but appreciate the work on that, and I'd be happy to carry it to the floor if you are looking for a carrier.
All right, thank you very much. Any other discussions? Any objections? So ordered. Thank you for the offer, but Senator Cruz, will you be the carrier?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Cruz.
So we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 492. Now, before we do a final gavel, I believe we have completed our work, and I think hopefully our staff has had an opportunity to make sure we've dotted the I's and crossed the T's. So the chair is comfortable. If the staff is comfortable, I've got one thumbs up. Bill Taylor is already outside, I think, running and partying because he got his stuff done earlier. And anything else that you can see?
No, everything's good.
Anna?
Mr. Chair, Ann and I looked over the agenda when we took a break, and we think we've done everything.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you, staff.
Yeah, Ms. Chair, just for the record, I when we looked at what we've had the last 2 days, the ability to get all this paperwork caught up, I didn't think you'd get there, so I'm very impressed. I think the staff did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll say as the chair, I am very pleased that we have the staff. We always have had great opportunities with individuals that are very professional, due diligence in getting their work done, and it makes it so much easier. And this way, all of us do not have to worry about coming back at 5:30. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. We're adjourned.